Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi there, this is Mills. Whatever you're doing, maybe it's the last hour or so at work, maybe you're home already, maybe you've finished school or college or you're revising. Let's do this.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Martin in Winchester has just finished school forever. I'm getting a lot of texts like that this afternoon. A lot of people finishing school for the last time. A lot of people finishing their exams. Tulsi's been on. She's just finished her last exam this afternoon and now can just relax and enjoy the summer. Nice one.
Do you listen to Radio 1?
Yeah, obviously. Every morning I wake up, Radio 1, straight on the radio.
So many like different varieties of music played.
Radio 1 get them before everyone else.
Deb's your man if you're up proper early.
Chris Moyles.
I wish I could wake up to Chris every day.
From 10, it's all about Fern Cotton.
Fern Cotton.
Fern Cotton's like my idol, I love her.
Then chill out with Greg James.
Greg James.
I like him, he's funny, he's old.
I go home with Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Go! BBC Radio 1!
Deb.
Chris Moyles.
Fern Cotton.
Greg James.
Scott Mills.
And Alice the End near Ebony.
The world's greatest DJs, the best music, and you. This BBC
Radio 1. Rachel and Hayley have been on from Ringwood. That's near where I'm from, that is. Scott, that's so harsh that you didn't get any praise on that last trailer. We'll give you some praise if you want. We'll just add it in for you. It's true, they don't really say anything about me. They just go, yeah, I go home with Scott Mills. Everyone else gets like a little comment. I don't get one.
But if you think about it, the Greg James comment where they say, yeah, he makes me laugh, they don't say Greg, they just say he. So maybe that was said about you and they just cut it to make it look like Greg was funnier.
Just say I'm rubbish or whatever, but like, at least comment, you know. I might call those girls in a minute just to see what they say. He's rubbish. It's 4:22 on Radio 1. If you didn't hear Jennifer Lopez yesterday, she was amazing. You can get that on the free daily download. Scott Mills Daily from the Radio 1 website. While you're there, you can also watch her and see how actual beautiful she is. All that Becky was going on about yesterday was like, her skin, it's just her skin, it's just so amazing. She is on a video, what we have made, at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'm not watching the video at the moment, but Becky and Chris are and seem to find it hilarious. What did I do?
It's obviously not her. It's the start of the video. No. It's the start of the video. And
right.
You see, like, the desk in front of you. And then just as the interview starts, you shoot in, like, wheel yourself in on your chair. Like, you're right back here. And then the interview starts, you're like,
ta-da!
Hi.
Watch it for yourself at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rachel, hi.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. What are you going to say?
Just that you're a total babe.
Right, we'll add that in. Thanks very much.
Okay.
You're very kind. Love you, bye.
Love you.
Bye. No, nice one. Right, here's the thing. There's a girl I know who is like a friend of a friend, yeah? And we all met up for a drink last night. Me, my mate, and this girl. I don't really know her that well. I've met her kind of, I don't know, 3 or 4 times socially. And last night, she asked me if I would do her a favour.
Right.
Right, see if you think this is weird. And let me know what you think on the text and on my Facebook. So she's just split up with her boyfriend. They've been going out like a year or so. And I think she's at that stage where she's a little bit kind of angry. Because I think that he wanted it to end, okay?
Right.
Now, he lives about an hour away. And he is going to come and collect his stuff from her house on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she asked me what I was doing on Friday morning last night, and I was like, why? She wants me to be at the house when he turns up and pretend to be her new boyfriend. What do I say? What do I do?
Well, why you? She's chosen the wrong person there, hasn't she?
Because I don't know her that well, and obviously I don't...
Oh, so he's not going to know that you're not her boyfriend.
And I don't know him, so...
Mm. Well, will he not look at you and go, oh, Scott Mills?
Well, maybe, but he might not.
Is she on a par with you? If you went for girls, is she on a...
Are you punching above your weight with this one, is what he's asking?
A little bit, yeah. I am a little bit. I don't think he's going to believe us. What do I do? Do I just, like, stand there casually and go, all right, honey, whilst drinking a coffee?
Well, don't do that, no.
All right, what do you say? Like, all right, love,
It is quite useful to have a pretend boyfriend sometimes. I think I've roped random men in the pub into being my boyfriend before.
Is this a common thing with
girls?
Yeah,
sometimes you really need one. Like, if you're in a situation where someone's annoying you or, like, someone you want rid, you just go to the person and you're like, can you just pretend to be a boyfriend for a minute?
And then you don't plan
some of them go way over the top. And it's like arms round and you're like, oh, all right, too much acting.
Yeah, all right.
It's like, hello, I
We're not really going out.
Like, not just have a full-on pash in the bar.
So the girls do this. I mean, I've done that before. It's like, just pretend to be with me. Like, spur of the moment, like.
You had a fake wife once, didn't you?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
And you were in a bed with Joe Wiley once as well,
weren't
you?
I was, yeah. It's all happened, you know, it's all been on. But I'm just thinking, like, do I go on Friday morning?
Oh, just steer well clear.
Really?
But if you want something to talk about on the show on Friday afternoon, then definitely do it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, it's a resounding no. People are saying I shouldn't be her pretend boyfriend on Friday.
Do it. Everyone's saying you've got to do it for the cringe factor.
It'll be awful. What do I... Someone says I just have to stand there in my boxers with a cup of coffee. That's all you have to do. You don't have to say anything to him. What if he knocks me out? We could send the sexy Mexican. He'll do anything. Josh.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Ramsgate.
Ramsgate. Now, we were talking earlier about how I've been asked by a friend of a friend to be a pretend boyfriend on Friday. There's this girl that split up with her bloke. He's coming around to get his stuff on Friday morning, and she wants me to go around. I don't know what I do. I guess I just wear a dressing gown and sip coffee and pretend to be the new bloke. You've done this before, right?
I have, yes.
How many times?
Three now.
Three?
Yeah.
Right, tell me about this, please.
Well, basically, a friend of mine, she was going through a rough time, a bit like your friend, and basically the same situation you're in. She said, can you come round and just act like my new boyfriend? And I just went round and sat there, got introduced as a new boyfriend, and the guy kind of just was like, ah, okay.
Awkward.
And got his stuff and walked out.
It does sound like it's going to be an awkward situation if I choose to do this.
It can be, but... It can be quite funny. Sometimes the guy's expression is a bit like, oh, right.
So how far did you take this?
Well, basically, the guy then kind of saw that she was possibly getting with a new guy and apologised for everything that he'd done wrong. And they got back together, really.
Oh, okay.
So kind of a good ending to the story, but...
You know you've done this three times. Is this with the same girl every time?
Twice it's been with the same girl, once with another person.
Right, okay. I don't know whether to do it or not. Were you slightly disappointed they got back together?
She's been one of my best friends for most of my life.
Oh, right, so you weren't
and
trying
it was,
to...
Yeah, it was almost like calling back a favour, because she'd been there for me quite a few times, so...
Right. So part of you wasn't thinking, oh, I'm quite glad...
No, I was more glad that she got back together with the guy than anything else.
Right.
You don't use the fake boyfriend situation to sidle your way in.
Oh, hello, some people will.
Is that what you're planning?
No, absolutely not, but some people would
She'd
do that.
She'd be well shocked if that happened.
Shoulder to cry on, seriously, she'd be way more shocked than the bloke. Love you, Josh.
Yeah, thanks very much. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I need to thank Chris Moyles very much for this. Talking about the little trailer where people comment on all the DJs on Radio 1. This one is very funny. I want to play it again. Because you know when people say bad stuff when they ask them in the street, generally, you never get to hear that, do you? They normally take that out. You only hear the good stuff. I love Radio 1 and I love Chris Moyles, etc. But what Chris has done is... just gone out onto the street and just put everyone's comments on. So just like the first thing they said. You played this morning.
Do you listen to Radio 1?
Oh my God, that's the wrong question to ask me.
Not really, I don't live here, I live in Paris.
Sometimes, now and again, yeah.
It's all right.
Usually if I'm driving to university, I'll listen. Other than that, that's like the only time.
I don't even know who he is. Chris
Moyles. He's quite funny.
I think he's classy.
I think he talks too much.
Fern Cotton. She's hot. She is really hot. She is. That's what I'm giving that.
Greg James.
Oh, yeah, he seems like a nice guy. I don't have much history with him.
It's not too bad. Scott Mills.
No! Seems like a nice bloke. Genuine guy.
Deb. Chris Moyles. Fern Cotton.
She's nice.
Scott Mills.
Good.
The world's greatest DJs, the best music, and you. This is BBC Radio 1.
Love that guy at the end. That's very funny, I love that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
So my mate Chris here is now a real-life superhero. He is. The sexy Mexican.
Ariba.
I can't believe your Twitter following. It's gone massive.
It's had like 4,000-5,000 people now. It's ridiculous.
That's more than some Radio 1 DJs.
Really?
I think.
Name?
I don't know. I know it's certainly more than some other radio stations, DJ. If you want to follow the Sexy Mexican on Twitter, it's at Sexy Mexican Hero. People just tweeting you all the time.
It's crazy.
How do you feel about another superhero potentially on the block?
Well, a little bit threatened.
I said on the block then. Quite like that. If you didn't hear this yesterday, Becky got struck by lightning at the weekend, and that is the kind of thing. Well, that's how superheroes start, isn't it? That kind of thing.
Well, so everyone keeps telling me.
Yeah.
And everyone keeps asking me, like, oh, so, what's your power? I'm like, I haven't found it yet.
It's not running through walls.
No.
Can't do that.
No.
That was my favourite.
I just slammed into that.
And you can't fly.
No, I just crashed into the bin. Mm. And it's not running around really quickly, because you said I'd be back faster than I was.
Yeah, that would take like a second if you were an actual superhero, if that was your power.
It's not shooting lightning bolts out of my forefinger.
Try again, just... No, it's not that.
That's just me pointing at you.
I was thinking this yesterday when I was listening. What about eternal life? Maybe that's your power, because we can't really test that, can we?
We could try.
Well, I'm still here now. Still here.
There's a start.
She's still here.
She could be invincible.
You know, bash me over the head with a frying pan and hope that it doesn't do anything.
Still here.
Are we allowed to... Can we test this? I suppose it's health and safety in that, isn't it?
Is the one that doesn't speak going to get a frying pan?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, it's going to get lively.
Don't...
Still here.
Try again. Harder.
Still here.
Maybe that is it.
Did you not wonder where my brain sounded like the other half of the bin? My, what a tin brain you have, Becky.
No, it's that was just the bin, everyone. So we need to find out what your powers are. Maybe it'll just come. Yeah? So what's been happening with the Sexy Mexican Police today?
I've had loads and loads of requests.
There we are.
The moustache is starting to lose glue, though. We're going to need to re-glue this, I think.
Isn't it meant to be stuck to your face and not the maraca?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we've got an issue with capes. We were looking into getting a cape today.
Yeah.
But the only thing we can find to sort of use is the Greece national flag.
What, so you just wrap that round you?
At the moment, yes. We've got the Greek flag as my...
Where did you get that?
Found it. All right. Upstairs.
Excellent. Yeah. So your idea, Chris, is, like, you have to get on the news and become famous. And is that how you become, like, a proper superhero?
Yeah, to get authenticated on the national... I think it's worldwide, actually, the worldwide register for superheroes.
And then you are one, right?
Yeah.
And eventually, where will this lead?
Well, I found this great thing on the news yesterday, where they're looking for local heroes to carry the Olympic torch. And I think I stand a very good chance should someone nominate me, you know?
Really?
Can you imagine?
You'd love that.
Wouldn't you love to see me running through the streets of London with the Olympic flame?
With the Greek flag round you.
And now taking over the torch from Peter Andre, it's the local pinner superhero, the Sexy Mexican.
Ariba.
Oh, I'd love that if that happened.
I just need you to fill out, I think it's like 150 words why I should do it. It's all on the website.
So I'll do that for you.
That'd be brilliant.
I'll do that for you in a minute. All right, so these are some of the tweets you've got, right?
Yes.
Asking for help.
I hope they're not urgent helps if they came in this afternoon. We're only just getting round to dealing with it now.
Yeah, you're not that fast, are you?
What if someone's life was in danger?
And ideally, you want to get on the news with some of these.
Yes,
so there
this
has
is
to
the
be
idea.
Publicity.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have a listen.
Hi. Help me, Sexy Mexican.
Who's that?
Voice of tweets wasn't available today, so I had to get them voiced up myself.
Right.
Is that you?
It's not me. No, oh. No. It's the machine.
Is it one of those?
It's one of the things on the internet.
Right,
it?
Okay.
Hi. Help me, Sexy Mexican.
Don't like it.
I need someone to unblock my drains.
Right. They obviously just think you're a handyman. That's not going to get you on the news.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if there was innuendo in that either, so I decided to leave that.
I need help doing the lawn.
What?
Ricky, I need help doing the lawn. Ricky.
Mowing the lawn from Ricky, that, yeah?
Yeah, some guy needs me to mow his lawn, yeah.
You weren't worried about the innuendo in that one? Because I would be more concerned at that than the drain unblockage.
I really, really, really need cake. Can you help? From Clara.
Clara needs cake.
It's not exactly crime-fighting, is it?
Not really at the moment, no. We move on.
I'm about to get a new bed delivered. Fancy carrying it upstairs and put it together. Cheers, Sex Max. From Lizzie.
Right, so she just wants you to assemble some furniture.
Yeah. Also, then that's a bit dodgy, actually, listening to that back. I never really noticed at the time.
Well, no, she just wants you to, like, assemble some kind of flat-pack furniture.
Help.
Now, this one might be a bit more exciting.
Help, please.
They're asking for help. That's good.
Mm.
Theft.
Theft?
Yes.
Right, this is what we need.
A whole pack of Jaffa Cakes has now gone missing. Please come to my rescue. From Laurie.
Oh, that was looking quite promising. But now it's just some Jaffa Cakes that have gone missing.
Yeah.
Do you think Spider-Man has this kind of trouble? Like, trying to find good enough things to do?
Sax Max, please stop the gas man outside my house from cutting up the pavement while I'm trying to sleep. Hurry, Rachel.
You haven't responded to Rachel?
No, she wants me... I think they were doing work outside her house and she wants me to go tell them to be quiet.
Well, that is annoying, though, when they're outside your house.
That might be one to...
That would be a good deed.
All right, I'll write that one down.
Is there not a noise issue with your maracas? You turn up to tell him to shut up, going like this, with your Mexican music playing.
Arriba. That's going to backfire, isn't it?
That is way more annoying than a man digging up a road.
You want to make more noise than them?
Yeah, but it's what noise you'd prefer, me with my maracas or the guys digging up
the
pavement.
I prefer a pneumatic drill.
Please, sexy Mexican. I'm in dire need of your help. Fancy sitting my English literature level exam on Thursday. Thanks. Smiley.
All right.
Do you know what? You'd probably get on the news for that. I can imagine that.
If you did,
like,
someone
else's
exam.
Yeah, if you pretended to be someone else, because that's fraud, and then it would be like, a sexy Mexican was today arrested after posing as a schoolgirl in an exam.
Well, they might have to do one of those e-fits. So we mean, yeah. Have you seen this yeah. Mexican?
He'll be on Crime Watch.
It's not quite the news that you wanted, but, you know, Rav with the fit going.
You won't be on the really serious bit. You'll be on the bit where they just whip through. No, you'll be
on the wall, yeah.
On the wall, yeah.
I need to teach my dog how to play the guitar for next year's Britain's Got Talent. Help.
That's a good one.
You might get on the news for that.
Definitely. The dogs are rubbish on Britain's Got Talent. If one could play a guitar, that would be as big as Subo.
Do you think Batman gets asked to teach dogs how to play guitar?
I don't think so. But think about it. It would be like...
It can't be that hard, can it? Just get the paw, do the strings. Yeah.
So if you could get a dog to play guitar, that would be worldwide news.
Right.
That's our biggest hope so far. And that's not saying much.
I left the house in such a rush this morning I went commando. Can you drop some boxers round? Tom in Brighton.
Tom in Brighton wants you to drop some boxes around to him.
I never thought I'd get to this stage in my life where I was getting requests to go to Brighton to drop off some boxes for a commando.
I think we might leave that one, Tom.
I'm going through a bit of a barren spell and so need help with the ladies. You are my only home, Arriba.
Someone that's going through a barren spell with the ladies, Arriba, and wants your help.
I'm actioning
really not.
That. I'm actioning that right away. I've texted STD.
Tim, you can talk it down.
See if he can help on that one.
Right, so you're getting someone else to do it.
Sort of subcontracting.
How much are you taking? What percentage?
I don't know. Can I charge for this service
no.
or not?
You're not good enough.
Can you imagine if a superhero saved your life and be like, £50, please? You'd
do you think
like,
Batman
no.
invoices?
Right, well, they aren't the best, are they?
No.
It's not really what we're looking for. So if you want to drop the sexy Mexican a line on Twitter, it's @sexymexicanhero. We want it ideally to be something quite heroic so that eventually he will end up carrying the Olympic torch. That's our ideal.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I've had an email from Felicia. Hi, Felicia. She listens to us driving between Bristol and Bath every day. And she used to live in America. And this is something I've really noticed as well. You know adverts in America?
Mm.
Both TV and radio adverts. they have to put absolutely all the terms and conditions on?
Yes.
Why is that? Is it because people sue?
It must be some legal thing, or like Americans can't be bothered to go and look at the website or whatever.
Because you know, here you can just put it on the screen, you know, see the website for terms and conditions or full terms and conditions at. But there, they have to list all of them.
And they read, they read them out rather than just having them in small print.
Yeah.
Well, on the advert.
Yeah. And normally what happens, like, often on adverts for, like, drugs you can take for headaches or whatever.
They have to put all the side effects.
But what you'll have on the advert on the TV is a really happy, like, smiling, really American-looking person who's just been cured of their headache. And then the voiceover will say something like this.
Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, and suicidal thoughts or actions while taking or after stopping.
Never heard of this.
I've never heard of this.
They tell you absolutely everything that probably won't, but could happen.
If you notice agitation, hostility, depression, or changes in behavior, thinking, or mood that are not typical for you, or if you develop suicidal thoughts or actions, stop taking and call your doctor right away.
I've obviously taken the names of the products out.
Oh, I thought that was a side effect.
No.
Some of them it is.
Yeah. May cause wind. Why would you ever take anything from a drugstore in America after hearing these?
Some people can have allergic or serious skin reactions to some of which can be life-threatening.
Oh, excellent.
If you notice swelling of face, mouth, throat, or a rash, stop taking and see your doctor right away.
And also, surely this should be in the packet of the drug as well, because when you're taking it and your face swells, you're not going to go, oh, yeah, I remember seeing that on the advert.
Oh, they said that on the advert. The person was smiling, but they did warn me.
Side effects include nausea, dry mouth, and constipation.
Oh, excellent. But let's say you had a sore throat and you think, oh, I don't feel that well. I'll go and get some lozenges from the chemist. But then you think to yourself, oh, hang on a minute. I saw the advert.
Side effects may include dry mouth, insomnia, sexual side effects, diarrhea, nausea, and sleepiness.
I think I'll just be fine with my sore throat.
I'd deal at the sore throat myself.
Yeah, you wouldn't ever buy anything.
May cause you to feel drowsy or fall asleep during normal activities such as driving.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Play that last one again.
May cause you to feel drowsy or fall asleep during normal activities such as driving.
That could be this show. We should put it in our advert just in case.
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
May cause you to feel drowsy or fall asleep during normal activities such as driving.
That's a great
People
idea.
Do, we've got proof.
We've got show side effects.
Yeah.
You should list them in the advert for the show.
We definitely need to put it on the podcast.
Also increase the chance of serious skin reactions or stomach and intestine problems, such as bleeding and ulcers, which can occur without warning and may cause death.
This brilliant. This is all happening while there's like a woman going and walking through a meadow with the sun shining and her hair like flowing in the wind, but because she's been cured. But this might happen.
May increase the chance of heart attack or stroke, which can lead to death.
Now, listen to this one, right? I have never heard of this particular thing being a side effect of any kind of drug that you can get from the chemist, right?
Also, tell your doctor if you experience new or increased gambling, sexual, or other intense urges while taking...
No, I'm not going to be funny. I've never heard of that side effect before, have you? For anything.
Extra gambling.
Have you ever taken, like, a hay fever tablet and thought, God, I really want to go to a casino?
No.
I've never heard of that. But it must be quite common because it's on another advert as well.
Or if you experience increased gambling, sexual or other intense urges. Oh.
So you want to go to the casino and do it in the loo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever done that?
I'm really worried about this because they list this in the American adverts, but...
I'm trying to think, because I went to Vegas, and I'm trying to think whether I was... Because we were in San Francisco at the time, and I was trying to think, did I have a headache and take a tablet that made me want to go there, or was I going to go there anyway?
Oh,
I'm trying
God.
To think back now as to what caused that.
Maybe you went to Vegas, because you had a headache, yeah. And you went to the chemist.
Or if you experience increased gambling, sexual or other intense urges.
That wouldn't be good for you, would it, Chris? Do you think this is also a side effect of our podcast?
Or if you experience increased gambling, sexual or other intense urges.
Do let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talking about these terms and conditions for the drugs in America on the TV and on the radio, Vicky Nottingham's been on, saying that her drugs for restless leg syndrome state compulsive shopping as one of the side effects.
No.
Right, look that up. Because I get that a lot.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Jennifer Lopez was in yesterday. Do you know what? She was the most lovely, the nicest, the most beautiful guest we've... Oh, sorry, Chris, you missed it. You weren't here. Nah. Guest we've had for a while, I think. A lot of you did point out during the J-Lo interview yesterday, she did say two words rather a lot. What were those two words? A lot of people spotted it on the text and on our Facebook page. Two words.
Yeah?
Two words.
Oh, what, two words? And oh, I was going to say yeah and, like, hedges, but like as two separate ones.
No.
Okay, good.
Hedges. No, I would say that, not her.
No, Scott.
What do you think, Chris?
I'm going to go like so, because she's American, isn't she?
Like so.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No, it was actually, you know,
ah,
a lot. Now, if you can get the exact number of you knows in this interview with Jennifer Lopez, I'm going to give you a huge 30, that's right, count them, 30 Scott Mills points. Yeah. Now, to give you a clue, she was on about, what, 20 minutes in total speaking time. Obviously, we've edited the interview and taken most of it out, apart from the important bits, i.e. her saying, you know. So how many times did Jennifer Lopez say, you know, on the show yesterday? Becky?
If it's more than 30, you're blatantly diddling us, because there should be at least one Scott Mills point per one. So I'm going to say 48 in the hope of getting more points.
48. And Chris says...
I'm going to go 30.
30.
Clue is in the question. Good thinking, Chris.
Here's Jennifer Lopez from yesterday, you know. Hello, Jennifer Lopez.
Hi.
Thanks for coming to see us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
You must be so, you know.
Obviously, you know, when one of them, you know, you know, it feels like, you know.
You must have to literally, right?
A little bit, you know. You know, you know, you know, and of course, you know, I have so, you know, so it's, you know what, I, you know, in the beginning of my career, it was like, you know, now I'm, you know, sorry.
It's like, it's
yeah,
not,
I'm like, yeah.
How do you actually, you know?
I mean, just, you know, but at the same time, you know, I just, you know, I, you know, you know, and I just, you know. You know, but now, you know, you realize is, you know, I would, you know, you know.
Now, I've heard this.
You know, you know, I, you know, but, you know.
That's allowed, yeah.
Yeah, you know, things like that, you know.
Was there a time when you thought, you know?
Yeah, you're like, you know, don't let, you know, like, you know, and I feel like, you know, you can't.
Well, the rumor is, it's what happens, you... You know?
Is that what it is?
You obviously, you know.
You know, it's about, you know, just, you know. You know, I'm a person, they're people, we're kind of like, you know what I mean? And it's like this crazy, you know, and, you know. You know, but that's just...
Obviously, you know.
You know, I'm kind of smelling it. And smelling, you know, the... you know.
Was there a time when you thought, you know?
No. You know what? I think, you know, I'm like, I don't want, you know, and, you know.
I love it.
You know, yeah. You know, so.
Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in to see us today.
Thank you. Thank you. You know?
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. That was incredible. I actually like that interview, like that, actually.
Do you prefer it?
I think it's good, actually. I like it. 60 you knows in there in one 20-minute interview. Becky gets 30 Scott Mills points. Let me know how you did.
Podcast.
Right. Normal innuendo bingo. You put water in your mouth. I play something funny. You may or may not spit the water out everywhere, normally in the bin, which is provided in the studio. Today, we are moving innuendo bingo up a level. We're taking it up a notch. This time, we're going public.
Right.
And Chris is going to do it. Okay, do you want to know what you've got to do?
Yeah, go on in.
All right, cool. So
can you tell how nervous we both are? That's the thing, is that we don't trust you, so we're both like, we go silent when we're scared.
Chris will love this.
That means it's going to be even worse than we originally thought.
That means I won't like this.
That means if I say you like it, you can be persuaded and hopefully you won't moan at me.
All it is we'll send you to a pub, right?
That's not bad.
You can have a pint if you want.
Right.
But that will become what you have to put in your mouth. Then I will play you some innuendo bingo down the phone and we'll see if you spit the beer out.
So Chris is going to be sat in a pub on his own, spitting his drink over himself.
Yeah,
is Becky not there?
No.
Becky's not going.
Oh, I think this is a great idea. So,
oh, this isn't a good idea, Scott.
And also, could you sit at the bar, please? So you sit at the bar, and all the people that have just finished work and having a quick pint after work before heading home will be seeing a man on the phone spitting his beer out all over the bar.
This is going to be better than when I accidentally left the top off the cocktail shaker at that bar in Sydney and just squirted everyone.
Go on.
When are we doing this?
Now, go and find a pub.
Today?
Yeah, now.
Yeah, like now, like after the next song. I've never seen him, like,
go on,
I not want to go to the pub so much.
Okay, look, I've got to play some new music now, so be off with you.
Right, okay.
See you in a bit.
Are you paying for this, by the way?
Yeah, there you are. There you are. Yeah. Get yourself something nice.
Right.
Okay. Right, this is the longest exit ever. You're really dragging
He's
it out.
He's waiting for you to say it's a joke. It's not.
Just go.
So this is happening.
It's happening now.
Right. Bye, then.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And now... let's head to the pub. No idea why we're playing this music. Obviously, they do have pubs in Germany. But also here in the UK. And Chris is there right now. Hello, Chris.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, you? You don't sound
I'm
best
right.
pleased.
It's just a bit busier than I thought it was going to be, that's all.
Well, it's kind of after work time now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of big groups of people sitting around, but...
Okay. So, where are you sat in this pub near Radio 1? Where are you right now?
Well, there's a bit of a queue at the bar, so what I've done is I've just taken the next table nearest to the bar. If that's all right?
Okay.
Well, you want me to go to the bar?
I really would.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Oh, hang on.
Please.
Squeeze in.
Just squeeze in.
Sorry, mate.
People like it when you're pushing at the bar, don't they?
Yeah. So, okay. You're at the bar now, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, we're about to make innuendo bingo public. We've got some clips. What happens is you sip your drink, hold it in your mouth, I play something funny, you either laugh and break, or you manage to keep it in.
I haven't got a bucket. I haven't got anything here.
Well, that's all right. Just do it over the bar.
Okay, right.
Okay. What drink have you got?
I've got myself a beer. Is that all right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. That's what the money was for that I gave you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you're at the bar now.
I'm at the bar, yeah.
Are the people next to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so if you could just take your first sip of beer, please.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Picture the scene. Chris is in a busy pub. It's after work on a Tuesday evening. He's now got a... got a large amount of beer in his mouth.
Well, I'll take it now, yeah?
Yeah. Prove it's in there, please. Can you do a little gargle?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
As you do in the pub. So there's people around him, and we're about to play innuendo bingo. The stakes are high. Okay. You ready? Okay. Here we go, then. This one from Help My House Is Falling Down. Loads of people suggested this one. Thanks for suggesting these. We like it when you do that.
Letty sent this in, Alex, and Suzanne off of Hinckley near Leicester. Thank you.
You ready? Here we go. Here we go. From Help My House Is Falling Down.
Wow, this is fantastic. When you're a bloke who looks at cracks, look at the width of that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry. Oh, Scott, I'm going to have to go. I don't know how I can stay.
It's fine.
I'm so sorry, mate.
Oh, no. Was that to your left?
Hang on one sec.
Your left or your right?
Get rid of the bar towel,
please. Sorry, mate. Okay, I'm gonna...
Oh, this has gone wrong.
No, stay. We've got more to get through.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
Give me a minute. Yeah. Okay, Scott, I think we might have to hurry with this.
Okay. All right, next one then. It's from Front Row on BBC Radio 4, sent in by... Tom off Maidstone.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Go on. Still at the bar, yeah? Okay.
Aim the same way.
Here we go.
So I knew what they were trying to do, but certainly in that respect, that was just stupid.
Also, amazingly, he's an unconvincing drunk, which is the paradox of acting. Thank you to Mark Eccleston. The Beaver opens across the country on Friday.
Oh, Okay.
The Beaver opens across the country on Friday.
You alright there, Chris?
Okay.
Alright.
Is he not wondering what on earth you're doing? I love it. You're just like trying to play it really cool. But
what are people doing around you?
I've just stepped back. The guy at the bar in front of me has just moved away.
Okay.
But I think the problem is that I can see him from the other side of the bar. He's pointing towards me.
Oh. Pointing and laughing or pointing and cross?
He's not. I don't think he's best pleased.
Oh, okay, good. Right, let's carry on with this then. Just a couple more.
This next one is amazing.
Yeah, this is a real life innuendo bingo.
Yeah, this is from Rob's mate's wedding.
Okay.
All right, so Rob's mate's wedding, and this happened. Is this in the church?
In the actual church, yeah.
Okay, ready? Beer, please.
Hang on. Scott, I'm going to have to move around quickly. One sec.
Okay. This is all very comfortable, isn't it?
Do I have to be out at the bar? Is this
you
a rule?
If it's getting uncomfortable, you can move.
Is it one more?
We've got a few to get through, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
All right.
Okay.
I'll go to... All right, okay.
Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Beer?
Mm.
Here it is, from the wedding.
Merci for blessings of eternal luck. Oh. So Chris and Danielle have survived all those preparations for marriage. Had a few tears and a slightly sticky ring that every went really well.
Hello?
Oh, mate, I can't hear it.
Oh, yeah, it was quite difficult to hear.
It was a sticky
ring. A few tears and a slightly sticky ring that ever went really well.
Never mind about that one. That was a good one, though. Bit weird
sorry,
quality.
Mate.
That's all right.
I'm just someone...
What's
no, I think we're good. Carry on.
Okay.
No, we're all right.
Is there an altercation?
No, it's fine. I think it's fine.
Okay, cool. All right, then. Someone says they're in the bar that you're in.
Okay. In the bar?
That
yeah,
might
yeah.
just be a different man. Spitting in
classic.
In
I'm in that pub right now. Okay. Oh God.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Let's go over to Crime Watch Roadshow on the TV.
Sarah sent this in.
You ready? Beer.
Mm-hmm.
And go.
This is my home, my castle. They better bring an army.
We'll find out what happened when Wayne tackled those intruders with his tackler later in the programme. Now it's back to Rav. We'll find out what happened when Wayne tackled those intruders with his tackler.
Right, we've got one more.
Oh, God. One more.
Is there beer everywhere?
Do you know what? I'll go to the bar for the last one, right? I'll go right in the middle. Hang on one sec. This is definitely the last one, yeah?
Yeah, who's this sent in by? Then you can run out.
Tiny and Rye Slip in London and Greg.
Hang on, one sec.
This is like the new Matt Damon game, I love this.
I'm right in the middle. Scott.
Okay, in the middle of two people, right?
This is my favourite one.
Okay, so this is from Coronation Street and it's Rita, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beer, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Rita.
Tina, love, there's a young man to see you.
If it's Graham, let him in.
Do you want to be alone?
Do you mind?
Are you all right?
I'll tell you in 15 minutes.
Right, well, I'll go and relieve Norris for a little while.
Thanks, Rita.
Right, well, I'll go and relieve Norris for a little while.
There it goes.
Okay,
run!
Okay.
Run.
Sorry, mate,
run.
I'm so sorry.
Run.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm not
getting
good look.
Okay. Bye. Oh God.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.